Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Actually come. Welcome. A bunch of the parents are in the back by the pool, and we students are just roaming around. Food and drinks are in the kitchen, right over there. Oh, ignore the alcohol. That's for parents only. Me? Drinking? Oh, no, I can't possibly drink. It wouldn't be allowed. I'm only 18. Can you tell from the happy graduation decorations all over the place? Wow, I'm glad your sense of humor extends outside the classroom, too. So, if you're not busy, how about a house tour? It's your first time over. How could you possibly already know the way around? So what if we're neighbors? Just because we have the same house model doesn't mean we have the same house. My house is different. As a result, I need to give you a tour. Take my hand, follow me. See what I did there? I used cause and effect reasoning just like you taught. Anyway, this is the kitchen, as I pointed out earlier. My mom got one of those fancy refrigerators with a touchscreen and Bluetooth. See? I told you my house was different. Let me show you another room. It's literally like 10 steps away through here. Ta-da! The living room. Fancy TV that you can connect with your phone. Recliners with heated seats. And we just got an Alexa. Yeah, my parents love gadgets, so the whole house is techie. Check this out. Alexa.
Hi, Ella. What can I help you with?
Turn on the lights.
Okay, what color?
Red.
Okay.
Isn't it cool? And you can say any color after turn on the lights, and Alexa will find the hex code for it and then tint the lights that color. I have no idea how it works, but it's cute on Christmas and stuff. Oh yeah, I have one last room to show you. Come here, it's like 10 steps away. This is my bedroom. Close the door, will you? Thanks. Yeah, Alexa controls the lights in here too. That's why it's red right now. My parents are still sorting out the kinks so that my lights aren't affected, but I kind of like it. What do you think? I'm glad you like it. Okay, so I can't think of a subtle way to say this, so I'll just be straightforward. You've always been my favorite teacher. Not just because of what you teach, but it's your personality too. You actually teach when I'm in your class, but you actually legitimately care, you know? Yeah. Some of the other teachers, it feels like they were just like babysitting us, giving us worksheets to keep busy or whatever, but you're different. You engaged us in conversations. You asked us how we're doing and you listened to us. You listened to me. Whenever I struggled, whenever I was anxious about college apps, everything, you listened to me. And I'm extremely grateful for that. It also doesn't hurt that I think you're extremely hot, too. No, I'm not joking. I'm completely serious. I've touched myself right here in this room, thinking about you. On that bed right there. I've always thought you were hot. Since the first day of class, actually. And from the way you're looking at me, I can tell you're attracted to me too. Oh, please. You've been looking down my dress since I said hi to you earlier. No, I don't think it's weird at all. I've already graduated, and guys stare at my boobs all the time. Besides, not exactly trying to hide my boobs, am I? Do you want a closer look? Let me just take these straps off my shoulders. There. What do you think? Do you like them? You can feel them too if you want. Here, give me your hand. I love the way that feels. You can do whatever you want with them. Feel them. Taste them. Fuck them. They're all yours. Enjoying yourself, aren't you? Looking at my warm breasts, my little doe eyes, my cute little lips. Can you feel my heart beating? That's all for you. Here. Let me show you something else. Give me your hand. Feel me right here. Underneath my dress. My heart isn't the only thing that's pulsing for you. Shit, I'm dripping. Of course, I'm not wearing underwear. I rarely do. Even when I was in your class.
Shove your fingers inside me, please. I can't believe this is finally happening. Your hands feel so good. Could you go a little faster, please? Yeah, exactly like that. Oh shit. Do you feel that? The limb clenching around your finger? I can tell. Mm-hmm. It's the same way you looked at me in class. How am I doing? Am I being a good little student for you? Am I a good girl? Being a good student, a good girl for you. I'm done. I love hearing you say that. Oh God, and I love looking into your eyes too. Everything about this moment is just perfect. I just I need to better when you're down my throat. Haven't you? Me on my knees with your cup all the way down my throat. Say something like, oh, Tate, I'll do anything for an eye. Wouldn't you rather have me working hard and sucking hot than working on some silly worksheets? I promise. Much better at blowjobs than I am at homework. Doesn't count as extra credit. I need to do more. Okay then. What do you want me to do? Well, of course I'll let you fuck me. You can have me however you want. I'll get on all fours for you. Like this? Is this how you want me? Holy shit. Your cock feels even bigger in my pussy than it did in my mouth. No, I'm